There's also the song that was sung when the women themselves went to Pretoria, to the union buildings. In fact, which was more like a chant, you know, that Watinta bafazi, watintimboko, that is the chant, right? And in fact, it has been put in the form of music. Watinta bafazi, watintimboko, uzokufa, meaning, if you touch the women, you've touched the rock, and in fact, you'll be crushed and you will die.
With the freedom songs, a nation unites and expresses itself. The songs reflect the rage, the suffering, the determination, the hope, and the will of a nation. But in the militancy of song and of people, the church remains, at a certain degree, an influence during the whole of the liberation struggle.
It is an influence and a pillar. And this marriage between the army and the church through the freedom songs is a paradox for the man of the church. Desmond Tutu often found himself in front of crowds chanting Viva the AK-47 under the roof of his church.
As was the case on June 16, 1979, the third anniversary of the Soweto uprising in Regina Mundi Catholic Church in Soweto.
I remember that they had a song, Sizoba Tubula, you know, something like that. We were going to shoot them with the mbai-mbai. And often on June the 16th, we were in Regina Mundi, the Roman Catholic Church in Soweto. And it was very difficult to know how you could stop them. I didn't usually sing with that because I thought it was very bloody and belligerent. But sometimes that was a way of letting people let off steam. You know, it was like a valve enabling them to release some of the anguish and the built up anger that they had. That it was at least better to sing it than to use the actual AK-47. I mean, sometimes it might be an uneasy alliance, especially with those songs that were bloodthirsty-ish. But because we were all saying we can't continue in this way forever, our people can't be doormats on which people wipe their boots, it can't be what God wants. And therefore, there was that alliance. Just as much as you could say the freedom songs radicalized the church, so you would say that the church made the effect of the songs less blood-curdling.